The Birth of the Central Pacific, 1860 to 1862. The railroad Judah wanted, dreamed about, lusted for, was determined to build, had the support, if not the financial backing, of nearly all Americans. The swift growth of California and the West Coast, the obvious fact that as soon as the railroad was built, farms and towns would spring up and land values would increase along much of the line across America, the slowness and costs of mail, Indian troubles on the Great Plains and in the Northwest, the so-called Mormon War that sent columns of troops into Utah during 1857 to 58, the opening of Japan, and new commercial treaties with China, among other things, made the desirability of a Pacific Railroad obvious to all. They could not agree on where. It was not just the Southerners who blocked the Northerners. Within California, where slavery was never an important issue, the delegates to the 1859 convention from Southern California and Arizona objected strongly to a San Francisco or Sacramento terminus. They wanted Los Angeles or San Diego, and argued that since the Sierra Nevada were almost entirely in California, the railroad would have to be built to the south, where the mountains were not so awesome. Building the railroad would be, according to William T. Sherman in a letter to his brother John, a congressman from Ohio, a work of giants, and Uncle Sam is the only giant I know who can grapple the subject. Sherman was right. No railroad anywhere crossed a continent. To build it would take real men, dedicated men, adventurous men, men of muscle and brain power, men without equal. They must be giants to build it, without steam shovels, pile drivers, or power saws, without pipes with water running through them, without portable houses and hospitals, with no internal combustion engine trucks and jeeps to move materials, or much of anything else commonplace in the 20th century to build a railroad. The line had nearly 2,000 miles to cross, with great stretches of desert where there was no water, plus vast areas without trees for ties or bridges, stones for footings, or game for food. Then there were three major mountain ranges, the Rockies, the Wasatch, and the Sierra Nevada. There the wind howled and the snow came down in great quantities. The creeks and rivers ran through 1,000-foot and deeper gorges. The summits were granite, and neither man nor animal lived. Over most of the route, there were no cities except Salt Lake City. No settlements, no farms, no roundhouses, no water pumps, and except for the mines on the flanks of the Sierra Nevada, there was nothing to carry in, nothing to carry out. The only way to get tracks forward to the end of the line was to carry them across tracks already laid.